A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor sets sail for the Eastern Caribbean March 14th through the 21st. Musical guests include Paul Sebar and Tomorrow Sound, Story Hill, along with poet Billy Collins, plus all the regulars and more. Cabins are on sale now at prairiehome.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 3rd of December, 2014. It was on this day, 1947, that Tennessee Williams' play, A Streetcar Named Desire, opened on Broadway. He'd started writing it 3 years before during the rehearsals of his first play, The Glass Menagerie. And when The Glass Menagerie opened, it was a big success, and suddenly he was famous at the age of 34. He finished the play February 1947. He wanted the director, Elia Kazan, to direct it, but Kazan read the script. He was not interested, but Kazan's wife, Molly, read the script, loved it, finally convinced her husband to take it on. Kazan negotiated a great deal for himself. He got star billing and a 20% take of the profits, and he got to do most of the casting for the play. He cast Jessica Tandy as Blanche. He'd seen her in a one-act play in Los Angeles. And for the role of Stanley Kowalski, they decided on a famous leading man, John Garfield. But he was too difficult in negotiations, and Kazan thought about a young, unknown actor named Marlon Brando, who'd played a supporting role in a play that Kazan directed called Truckline Cafe, which was a flop, but Brando, 21 at the time, played his part so well that the audience would often stamp their feet and scream after his big speech. Kazan sent Brando up to Provincetown, where Tennessee Williams was living. He gave him $20 for bus fare, and it took Brando 3 days to get there because he decided to hitchhike and save the $20 to buy food. He did some plumbing and some wiring on Tennessee Williams' home in Provincetown, and then gave a reading of the role. And Williams was ecstatic, and Brando was cast as Stanley. On opening night, when the curtain went down, the audience stood and applauded for 30 minutes. The producer, Irene Selznick, said, "That night was the first time I ever saw an audience on Broadway get to its feet." The play ran for more than 850 performances. Here's a poem for today by Galway Connell entitled Wait. Wait for now. Distrust everything if you have to, but trust the hours. Haven't they carried you everywhere up to now? Personal events will become interesting again. Hair will become interesting. Pain will become interesting. Buds that open out of season will become interesting. Second-hand gloves will become lovely again. Their memories are what give them the need for other hands. And the desolation of lovers is the same, that enormous emptiness carved out of such tiny beings as we are, asks to be filled. The need for the new love is faithfulness to the old. Wait. Don't go too early. You're tired. But everyone's tired. But no one is tired enough. Only wait and listen. Music of hair, music of pain, music of looms weaving all our loves again. Be there to hear it. It will be the only time, most of all, to hear the flute of your whole existence, rehearsed by the sorrows, play itself into total exhaustion. A poem by Galway Connell entitled Wait from his selected poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. and by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.